This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1566. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 26th, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Egypt, Eritrea, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Israel, Japan, Libya, Luxembourg, Malaysia, Malta, Micronesia, Morocco, New Zealand, Pakistan, Peru, St. Helena, Sweden, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we mentioned that there's an Argentine X-band station on 1700 kHz, Radio Fantastico, which had been heard by Martin Hall in Scotland. Now it's been heard on another continent. David Sharp in New South Wales picked it up May 19th at 0917. He was surprised to hear it after hearing Heterodyne against the mess of Aussie stations on 1701. They're playing local music and had a sweeper as Fantastico FM. Not listed in the handbook, but it did find a Facebook page for them. Wonders how much power they're running. Ron Howard in California has been picking up a station on 3210, assumed to be Aussie Radio, the new low-power commercial shortwave station in New South Wales. Such as May 25th at 1254 to 1321, the best reception to date, he said. A conversation by a man and a woman with Australian accents. They were talking on the phone, but he could only make out a word here and there. Tantalizingly close to being very readable, but this time was not parallel to the other frequency of Aussie Radio 5050, playing music under China. And he put up a clip of it on his Box.net website, about 5 minutes of audio. That was listened to by Ian Baxter in New South Wales, who can hear the station easily. And he wrote back to Ron saying, "It's been off the air for at least 5 days, so what you're hearing is not Aussie radio. The programming doesn't fit either. However, the English is distinctly an Aussie accent from what I can determine." Clues: the audio and programming is nothing like Aussie radio, but it does sound a bit like ABC local radio programming for that hour, such as on 702 kHz from Sydney. But audio quality, just not enough to be sure of that. It could be a mixing product, or it could be an inadvertent relay of the Aussie radio transmitter picking up ABC radio. Here's another strange signal reported in the Radio Escudas group from Brazil. Tota Garcia, heard in Paraíba on 11450 in the FM mode, Rádio Daqui from Goiânia. It was at 1147 UT. Others then tuned in the frequency and heard it as well during the following minutes. But there's no explanation about why that station would be putting out an FM signal on such a strange frequency, 11450. Its normal shortwave frequencies are 11830 and 4915. Ever since, the commercial successors to CBC also lost interest in AM broadcasting in Montreal on 690 and 940. Those two excellent frequencies have gone to waste, nothing on them, even though they're suitable for 50 kilowatts as before. But now there are plans to bring them back with, of all things, a format of nothing but traffic reports. A Montreal Gazette article posted on radioinfo.com told about this, mentioned by Doug Smith on the WTFDA AM list and further discussed by Dean McIntyre, who keeps track of the CRTC and Industry Canada official notices. Yes, the application is by Metromedia CMR Broadcasting for 50 kilowatts in English on 940. And in French on 690. This is under the auspices of Transport Quebec in cooperation with Cogeco. Is that how you pronounce it? COGECO. If approved, they would start later this year. Yet another strange frequency to report, heard by Harold Froge in Michigan on one of the periodic MARD expeditions. He heard the CBC Northern Quebec service on 13925, May 22nd, at 0129 past 0144 with the Saturday Night Blues program. Must be some sort of spur, but could not figure out how it would come about. But I have. It must be a leapfrog mixing product of their only frequency 9625 over another Sackville transmitter, probably right next to it, at least from the same antenna farm, at that time using 11775, which is a relay of Radio Marti. That's another 2150 kilohertz higher, a typical leapfrog formula. It's on the air from 01 to 03, following a one-hour transmission on the same frequency of Marti via Greenville. And here comes our next oddity. Zaharias Liangas in Greece was monitoring Radio Aparecida, Brazil, on 11855, May 23rd at 21:34, but it had interference from a spur from Radio Japan in Portuguese on 11856. That was coming out of 11880, the fundamental frequency, with another spur just about the same distance to the other side on 11905. Well, it so happens that this Radio Japan transmission is relayed via Chile, CVC, which also put out similar spurs when it was using 11920 for relays of HCJB. It's on the air only from 2130 to 22. Here's another example of signals where none should be. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says Radio Cairo's English broadcast at 16 to 18 on 15345 is also putting out spurs, four of them in fact, heard on May 19th on 15364.5 to 15366, the strongest one, but also three others around 15301, 15323, and 15389. Zaharias Liangas in Greece heard a station on 9830.05, which appeared to be the voice of the broad masses of Eritrea. Program 2 says it was parallel to 7175 at 1755 and at 1905 UT. Of course, that would be a new frequency for Eritrea. And as for the ones in the 40-meter band, you never know whether they'll be on 7165, 75, or 85, or somewhere else. And Ethiopia also likes to jam those frequencies, further checks needed, of 9830. Could there be a reprieve for Radio France International? Mike Cooper in Georgia says, May 20th, it's hard for a foreigner to understand the nuances of the French judicial system, but it appears that an appeals court in Paris has suspended an effort to consolidate RFI staff. RFI's Workers Committee says the decision has implications for plans to merge RFI with France 24, the TV service, and let go of more RFI workers. A headline in the French communist daily Humanité said Alain Pouzilhac, named in 2008 to head the Audiovisuel Extérieur de la France, has been nailed to the pillory by labor unions, who object to what they see as the dismantling of Radio France International. The English broadcast at 04 to 08 changes frequencies every hour, and between 05 and 06, the only one currently listed is 15160. We've not been hearing that because Radio Australia, also in English, dominates the frequency normally. However, on May 25th at 05:36, we were hearing something underneath Australia, which must be France, a rather poor example of frequency coordination. Of course, their targets are totally different, Africa and the Pacific, neither one of them intending to be heard here, although Australia is actually aiming right at us. It's hardly a surprise, but news broke this week that Deutsche Welle plans to end most shortwave broadcasting. There were a number of press reports about this, one via monstrousandcritics.com, via Alokesh Gupta, started this way. Deutsche Welle is to cease most of its shortwave broadcasts on July 1st, with emphasis shifting to TV and the Internet, the corporation said in Bonn. Dragan Lekic in Serbia translates and summarizes the original German as follows for DX Listening Digest. The following language services will end radio programming and will close FM outlets from July 1st: Bulgarian, Greek, Croatian, Macedonian, Polish, and Romanian. FM transmitters owned by DW will stop in Sofia, Bucharest, Pristina, and Tirana. The following radio programs will be reduced: Albanian, Bosnian, Serbian. One program in Romani will be kept. The radio distribution in Hindi is to end July 1st. From November 1st, the following shortwave languages will cease totally: German, Russian, Persian, and Indonesian. English and Chinese on shortwave will be reduced. English will have shortwave slots only for Africa. Chinese will be shortened from 2 hours to one. The following languages on shortwave will continue after November 1st: Amharic, Chinese, Dari, Pashto, English, and French for Africa, Hausa, Swahili, Portuguese for Africa, and Urdu. Today, Deutsche Welle has 260 hours per day on shortwave. For the B11 season, it will have only 55. And furthermore, the relay stations in Sri Lanka and Portugal will be closed. They say all they need for Africa is Rwanda. You can read much more about this in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-21, via worldofradio.org. There's also an item in the Media Network blog, followed by lots of comments about the general situation confronting shortwave broadcasting. Wolfgang Büschel and I are always on the lookout for anomalies in shortwave transmissions. After all, if everything's going fine, it's hardly news. Wolfgang reports some problems from India. Terrible noisy audio on 5015, 60 hertz buzz, May 15th at 1523. He says there are similar terrible broadcast signals from the Kanpur external service site on 9620 in Persian and 9950 in Swahili. Also heard a spurious distorted signal covering 9597 to 9637 from 01 to 02 UT, which is from the 9595 transmitter at Delhi Kanpur in Urdu to Pakistan. Although reception here has generally been unusable, a voice of Indonesia on 9526 minus for the English broadcast at 1300, Ron Howard in California says on May 24th they finally resumed doing their exotic Indonesia hookup on Tuesdays with RRI Banjarmasin. Before that, when they did have an exotic Indonesia, they were hooking up with Bali instead. Last week we had a report that Galit Sahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station on 15850, might have to close down if forced to no longer accept advertising. But now there's a report that the cabinet voted to extend by 1 year the special ordinance allowing Army Radio to continue broadcasting public service announcements and sponsored programs. The vote was a majority of 16-1-4, according to a notice on the website of the Prime Minister's office via Donny Rosenzweig. Regarding another report last week of Radio Japan on a new frequency in English at 1400, 15335 relayed from Chile, and supposed to occur also the following day, which we assumed would be a test, S. Hasegawa in Japan explains, "This was a temporary special broadcast in Japanese for South America on May 17th and 18th at 14-20. The midnight program of Radio Shinyabin, the Radio Midnight Mail, on NHK 1 and FM from the domestic service, because they were somehow connecting with Brazil. Of course, there are a lot of Japanese immigrants in Brazil, but it was only for 2 days. The English portion was a mistake. They picked up the wrong feed for South Asia, starting with English. It was supposed to be all in Japanese." Libya is still being reported on 8500, that strange far out-of-band frequency. That is the Qaddafi side. Zaharis Liangas in Greece heard it May 22nd at 1650 in Arabic with an interview referring to Allah and an Arab song. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1566. Consult our website for a lot more, worldofradio.com. Your support always welcome. via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com or by a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Thanks to Jack Smith in North Carolina, who sent a money order in the mail to that address. He has an amusing website about cats, www.icanhascheeseburger.com, and you must know how to spell that. In the Shortwave Sites group, Mauno Ritola and Kai Ludwig, with the help of Eric Kuya, have been discussing whether Luxembourg is still on shortwave. All they had left were some transmissions in DRM on 6095 for barely less than 1 hour a day. And the result is summed up by moderator Ian Baxter. Luxembourg was the last of the Benelux countries to leave shortwave, and it's unlikely they will return. The last transmission was on May 1st. Kai Ludwig says there's still some relays on medium wave 1440, but they already dropped DRM from that frequency as well several months ago. 11665 is a recently activated frequency by Malaysia. However, it's a terrible choice because of the radio war between Taiwan and China during many hours per day. At 1352 UT, I was hearing Chaicom echo jamming, no doubt against Taiwan, and often there's also a heterodyne on the frequency. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan said May 20th, Malaysia relaying Sarawak is missing since May 17th from that frequency and not heard on 6100 or 7235 either. However, Ron Howard in California reported on May 20th he was still hearing Malaysia on 11665 relaying YFM, but poor reception underneath CNR1 echo jamming. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts reports on 6933, claiming to be broadcasting from the beautiful Mediterranean, where all the interesting people meet, Radio Malta shortwave, heard for two nights around midnight 30 past 02 UT with varying signal strength. Very weak on May 18th, just some music coming through, static levels very high. But on May 19th, it had improved enough that he was able to get a positive ID. They were playing music from the 60s. Announcer had a slight British accent. Frequency varied a bit, 6935 to 6933, and it was in the AM mode. Also reported by several other listeners, the question is it really in Europe, let alone in Malta, since North American pirates use that frequency range? Since you are a pirate, you can call yourself anything you like, and you can pretend to be anywhere you like. If it were heard in Europe as well, that would be good evidence that it's actually in Europe, if not Malta. And such evidence came along from Luca Bottofiora in Italy, who heard it May 19th at 2120 on 6933. And also reported by Zacharias Liangas in Greece, May 22nd, much earlier, at around 1900, when of course it would not be propagating from North America. PMA, the cross from Micronesia, V6MP, reported on 4755.4 by Harold Froge on his Michigan D expedition, May 21st at 0909 with an English religious program, just audible. He did hear an ID at 0935. Then on May 22nd, Ron Howard in California heard them much later than usual on 4755.44 until sign-off at 1206 after an ID at 11:59. He inquired of the station manager and got this reply from Sylvia Kalau. Last night we neglected to shut down the shortwave, so you heard us because we were still on. Thanks for caring about us and listening and giving reports. But this continued to happen on May 23rd. David Sharp in New South Wales was still hearing them at 11:27 with an extension of broadcast hours, an American-accented preacher. And as Hasegawa in Japan heard them May 24th, still going at 1500 UT, as did Ron Howard. He was still hearing them past 1435 on that date. It seems old colonial habits die hard. Andrei Pisanyi in Ukraine asks if there's an email address which works for a QSL from RTM in Morocco. Mano Ritola replies, saying, try the web form, but it's no longer known as RTM, instead SNRT, www.snrt.ma. That sounds suspiciously to me like a French acronym. Yet, on shortwave at least, they broadcast only in Arabic on 15341 and 15345. I was listening carefully to the ID when they were closing down a bit late at 2104 on May 17th and matched it with a listing in the handbook. So we should refer to it by its Arabic name, Idhatu al-Mamlaka al-Maghribiya, which refers to the kingdom, and also Idhat al-Wataniya, which refers to the nation. For short, abbreviated as IMM or IW. It's such a shame that not a single American public radio station understands the value of shortwave. There's no such programming on any U.S. shortwave station. But fortunately, they are a bit more appreciative in New Zealand, although indirectly. I happen to hear a program from American Public Media on Radio New Zealand International, actually relaying Radio National, the domestic service, from American Radio Works. This was on 15720 during the 04 to 05 UT Sunday hour on May 22nd, about mass transit, race, and inequality. So David Rickrich of the Radio Heritage Foundation reports May 19th that the RNZI budget has been frozen for the third year. That's for fiscal 2011 and 12, capped at $1.9 megadollars NZ. That's a sesquimegadollar U.S. But the buying power has actually increased by 20% because of the stronger New Zealand currency. The budget is forecast to stay the same in future years through 2015. So the core shortwave services to the Pacific continue to be funded, but the bad news is that increased wages, costs, and inflation will put greater pressure on the broadcaster, and there's no funding for replacing the 21-year-old 100-kilowatt analog transmitter. Aslam Javaid in Lahore, Pakistan, tells us that Radio Pakistan's Azad Kashmir radio service has a new transmitter in Islamabad on 3975, heard at 14 to 16 UT with local quality signals where he is. He says it's probably API-9, which had been off the air for some time since testing after its installation. 3975 also carries a relay of Radio Pakistan's National Broadcasting Service. Bob Wilkner in Florida has been measuring some Peruvians to three decimal places, such as Ondas del Sur Oriente in Quijabamba, heard May 16th from 10:30 to fade at 1100 on 5120.230. Then the following evening, UT May 17th, it was strong at midnight 30 on 5120.358. And also heard by David Sharp in New South Wales, May 10th at 1117 on 5120.17. Even though it was a mostly darkness path, David Sharp also heard Radio Victoria in Lima, Peru, not only on its fundamental 6019.17 at 0629, but also on its third harmonic, 18057.51 at 0710, May 14th, and he could parallel it to the fundamental. DSWCI DX Window, Robert Kipp, reports about Radio St. Helena. They need a lot of repairs on their beam antenna and associated equipment, preferably a new tower, feed line, and rotor, although the transmitter is okay. So unless they can come up with funding to do that, do not expect any more Radio St. Helena days on shortwave. My reply, I'm all for Radio St. Helena on shortwave, but a lot of money for some 6 hours of broadcasting per year is hardly prudent. If they did get all that repaired, they should have regular broadcasts at least once a week, if nothing more than relaying the domestic service, so no special effort would be required. They should have been doing this while they were in good repair. Or they could surely jury-rig some kind of temporary antenna once a year, which would do the trick and maybe even work better. And is there not a single ZD7 ham on the island who could lend his facilities for that? The special broadcast, including shortwave of Radio Nord's revival in Sweden, is May 27th to 29th. And the available shortwave frequencies are now on their website via Alakesh Gupta, 7320-7360-7485, 9340-9930, and 9940, only one at a time. And the possible hours are between 04 and 20 UT. We thought they were going to be broadcasting earlier in the evening for North America, but for the latest specific details, check their website, radionordrevival.blogspot.com. Ivo Ivanov points out, according to the TDP website, there's a new transmission for Uganda since May 21st on Tuesdays and Saturdays only. It's in the Luganda language from 17 to 1730 UT via Samara, Russia. 250 kilowatts on 17770. And I'm going to spell the name Radio NDIWLIRA. Arnaldo Lyon in Argentina reported hearing it on May 21st at 1700 with fair reception. I could also hear a trace of something on the frequency. There's another new broadcast to Uganda in the Luganda language, but this is more religious than clandestine, heard by Peter W. Hansen in New York on May 21st from 1930 to 20 UT on 11750. In fact, they were in English at this time. He later identified them by finding it on the Internet, scheduled Saturdays at 19 to 20 via Issoudun, France. It's called Ngoma Radio, N-G-O-M-A, and it's part of Bible Voice Broadcasting originating in Canada. Wolfgang Büschel says that started on April 30th. So during that hour, if you hear English on 11750, do not assume it's the BBC. KVOH has been missing from 17775 during the daytime. When I checked on May 19th, 20th, 24th, and 25th, it's supposedly active Tuesdays through Fridays only, but no sign of it. I wonder if they have finally been able to sell that terrible old transmitter to some gospel sucker. It's past May 21st, so I assume the world did not end, contrary to Harold Camping and WYFR. If you've not already heard plenty about this in the mainstream media, there's further discussion in the new DX Listening Digest. In fact, we've just received the first edition of the tentative B11 schedule of WYFR, effective through March of next year. There have been disasters. So far, the Oklahoma tornadoes have missed us. The Joplin tornado has received a lot of press in the aftermath about how radio station KZRG there is doing such a good job of keeping the public informed. Just in from Ron Howard and Ian Baxter, it was definitely ABC programming heard on 3210 from Australia. Still not clear how it got there. The propagation outlook from Boulder, May 24th, ANK and ASIS peaking at 15 and 4 May 28th, coinciding with the Radio Nord revival, and also 12 and 4 June 11th and 12th. Solar flux ranging only from 80 to 90 with peaks June 2nd to 4th and 8th to 13th. And that's World of Radio number 1566. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.